CJMQ 88.9 FM, and this is the News and Music Show. And in the booth, live, we have Lee Ollis today. She's president of the MS 2000, I guess?
2000.
Okay, and also Beverly Chapel in the booth. So today we're going to be talking about MS, multiple sclerosis, and about this controversial, it's been in the news a lot, this new treatment. Okay, first of all, we'll start with just talking a little bit about what exactly MS is, multiple sclerosis, in case people out there aren't too sure exactly what the disease is.
Yes, Maureen. Multiple sclerosis, we could better detect, define that as a computer, the body acting as a computer. The brain sends down messages same way as a computer would. It sends the messages down to different parts of the body. For example, a glass of water. The message would come down and you pick up a glass of water. So now, if you have MS, it's not so easy. The message, the nerves are scarred. The tissues around the nerves is called myelin. And these tissues that have been scarred will block that message to where it may get through, but in a clumsy way, you may drop or tip the glass of water that you aim to pick up over, or it may not get through at all, and what you want to do, you can't do. Why, as if you didn't have multiple sclerosis, the task would be much easier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's also progressive too, I guess.
Oh, very, very so.
Yeah, okay, and it affects women more than men, I've read?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and you both have MS.
Yes.
So it's definitely something that is chronic. You can't get rid of it. It's not an easy cure.
No.
You do get different stages of MS. I have remitting MS. Okay.
Okay.
So it's not so bad. I have attacks, and then I semi-recover from them, or fully recover from mm-hmm. them, and I have very little lasting damage. But then you have somebody like Lee, who mm-hmm. has chronic MS, mm-hmm. and she doesn't recover, and that's why she walks with a cane, has numerous different symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I am getting weaker as I'm getting older,
mm-hmm.
but as I say, it varies from person to person.
Okay, so it's a chronic disease, and I guess if you have a chronic disease like that, you get a lot of different other things popping up too.
I can tell you the worst thing for me is I was a working woman. I was 28 when I mm-hmm. got MS, and I was a career woman, and I can tell you now that I actually feel stupid. You get a brain fog that actually affects you,
mm-hmm.
and you can't think straight,
mm-hmm.
you can't think logically, and I was educated well in South Africa, and mm-hmm. I was getting top of my field in marketing, and
mm-hmm.
I was struck down by this disease.
Mm-hmm.
And really and truly, I'll be lucky if I can get a job, I don't know, doing something like packing shelves or something. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that,
mm-hmm.
but I was
mm-hmm.
educated to be in a management position. And this is what MS does to you. It
mm-hmm.
strikes you down. Usually, it can be young women in their prime time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I'm so excited about the CCSVI.
Okay.
And okay. That's a chronic cerebral spinal venous insufficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Dr. Zamboni founded.
Mm-hmm.
And his theory is that the main veins from the spine to the brain,
mm-hmm.
the main vein,
mm-hmm.
is being blocked. Okay? And so all the deposits that should be washed away and by a proper blood flow
mm-hmm.
has not been done. So this is what they're calling the CCSVI. And all we're asking for is the right to have this done to us in Canada.
Well, actually, that's so, Bev. By the way, Bev is our vice president and doing a fine job, too. I would like to say that, you know, it's just like those veins are blocked. My blood is not flowing. I want it to flow. You know, that's what it comes straight down to.
Yeah. We don't actually want you to relate to MS. What we're saying is we want our improper blood flow fixed.
Okay.
That's
okay.
All we're asking
mm-hmm,
for.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel that we've been discriminated against, because if you go in for anything else, okay, say for a kidney disease on dialysis and your veins are blocked, they will immediately do an angioplasty for your veins.
Mm-hmm.
But you go in and say, I would like my blood flow fixed, but I have MS. No, you mm-hmm. cannot do that. Why? We do not know.
Okay, so the
that's
the
what we ask in the government,
yeah,
yes.
The treatment is opening the veins, right?
Yes.
We had a Prime Minister, an MP, didn't we have Bev, that we read on the internet this morning about?
Yes, Gordon Brown is from the Conservative Party, right. I think, in, mm-hmm. in Ontario, one of the ridings in Ontario, actually said, you know, you can see that this does work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with an MS person, it's time. They don't have time to sit around for research to go on for years and years. We need this procedure okayed now. Okay, mm-hmm. It's only $1,500. It's not a fortune. And to give a person a new life, what is life worth here now?
Okay, so lots in the news about this treatment lately. In fact, yesterday there was a demonstration on Parliament Hill. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I was going there yesterday, but myself, I wasn't well enough with my MS to go. But this is quite a thing. This is what we're doing. We're out there saying, look, look at us. We're here. We're ill. We have the right to be treated. This is what's being denied to us, Maureen.
Okay, so your particular organization helps local people with MS,
that's
too.
That's correct.
That's something that
correct.
People should
that's
realize,
right.
okay? And it's a unique organization of its kind, too.
It's the only one internationally. We're the only one that exists that does not work with the MS societies. The MS Society is for research. I have been here 12 years trying to get this through, that it is for research, and we are for people. Until research finds an answer, you know, we want to help people. And this is so important that people know this. You know, it's we're here. Darn it, we're here.
Okay, a lot of people in the townships with MS.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, there's 70,000 mm-hmm. in Canada, mm-hmm. 70,000 people with MS. How the Canadian government can deny this? Mm-hmm. They've just said no.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 weeks ago, they appointed a panel, by the way, of experts.
Mm-hmm.
These experts consisted of neurologists and MS Society
In
members.
In fact, there was no one allowed, no members of with MS were allowed to attend this meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
No
it,
members
it was
could
said
speak
no.
For themselves.
They, mm-hmm. they needs to be, they've put a few tests. Into place,
mm-hmm.
which will take a few months to okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the actual okay. The reading of the Doppler.
Okay,
they want to see the effectiveness of the Doppler.
Okay,
to see if people with MS actually have veins, blocked veins. We are not saying that. We mm-hmm. do not want to be sidelined
mm-hmm.
as a person with MS. We just want our blood flow back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
that's why all the posters at the rally said, unblock me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we want to make it a separate issue.
Okay.
You know, we're losing lives with this, I mean, day by day. And one particular person, a member for the last 12 years, I've known this person, Debbie McKelvey, for the last 16 years.
Yes.
I've seen Debbie come from a person who had been paralyzed from her neck down. I'd come back walking again and to live a pretty well life, you know, a pretty well good life. But she still had MS and she had all the different symptoms to it, but she walked again. Now I look at Debbie, who crawls practically.
Mm-hmm.
This lady is dying. She's dying, deteriorating from MS. And mm-hmm. she needs help. She needs help. And I plead with the people, please remember Debbie. She goes in on the 8th of November. We don't have the funds left for Debbie. We've tried. We're almost to $4,000, but the cost is $10,000. And the 8th of November is coming up, and it hurts. It hurts, Maureen. I've never been hurt in my life like I feel right now. If I had raffled off a $500 bill, I probably would have got more money in.
Mm-hmm.
But people want something for what they're getting. I don't blame them. I think I probably would do it many times myself, want to support something that has something offered to me, but when it comes down to needing help, I'm begging people to help us, help Debbie.
Okay, so Debbie McKelvey, one of the members in the MS 2000, she's going in for treatment. She's scheduled the 8th of November,
mm-hmm.
and that won't be in Canada. I guess we can say that.
Oh, no, yes, you can say that. Yes,
it's
okay.
In New York.
It'll be in New York.
Right. You need 10,000. You're up to how much now?
Almost 4,000.
4,000. Okay.
We have last 7 months we've been trying.
Everything. We really have been trying. Of course, Lee, we've been put back in our plans because Lee mm-hmm. had a huge operation for her cancer.
Right.
So, of course, that stunted our efforts.
You know,
but she's never given up, eh? We have never given up. And I want to thank all the people out there that have supported us.
Especially
at our tables.
Lenoxville has been a wonderful place.
Exceptional, and so has Cliff as well. I'm sure they've seen us out at Vigo there, outside and standing there in hot sun. And thank you very much, everyone. You're fantastic.
You know, I must mention one more thing about Debbie. Debbie used to go out and pick up funds for our walkathon. She used to say, you know, I'm going to walk a mile in my shoes. And I still see her on her feet, even though she's crawling. And she falls more often than she stands.
It's terrible.
Yet she's still out there trying to pick up her own money to go. She's trying.
Right.
She gets people to drive around. She is trying. And people are just going to contact us. Could I give the telephone number out for you to contact us? Please take us down, folks, at 819-823-7167. Call, leave a message on the answer machine. I will call you back. And this is so, so important that we help Debbie. I mean, we can't let this person die. We can't.
Okay, and there's no government funding at all,
we've never received any government funding at all.
Okay.
We do everything from Lee's home, her office is there. Our costs are cut to the bone. Okay, you can see we don't live in a lot of luxury. So you know, really, we have tried and we have struggled. It's been loony by loony, toony by toony, really and truly.
And I think people have to understand that, you know, they don't have to give a couple of $100. They can give $25.
Oh,
or
anything. We are,
difference. Yeah.
We are actually, you know, if you go onto Facebook, we have a site there where we have a donate button.
Okay.
And so you can use your credit card or your guichet card just to pop in a quick donation there of $20 would really be valuable. You know,
exactly.
We've tried to make it easier. We've got a special site set up for Debbie.
Good, so that's pretty easy for anybody.
Yes. You just go in under for Lee Ellis, and there you'll see for Debbie McKelvey.
Yes. Okay, so go to Facebook, Lee Ellis. Okay.
Yeah.
And you also have an office out of your home. People can send a check there.
4909 Magloire, Magloire, Apartment 1,
okay.
Sherbrooke, J1N 1. M3 is the MS branch 2000, and we do send receipts for tax purposes.
Okay, that's good.
We'd welcome also anyone want to put on any event from now to then. You know, pass the hat.
I would like to mention our dance-a-thon. It's happening on the 3rd of October. This is our dance-a-thon for Debbie. It's our biggest event of the year, and we'd like to ask all the listeners out there to please try and attend.
To play an instrument, bring it on up.
it's basically we're going to have quite a few musicians here. We're going to have a ham and bean supper. Is that what you call it here?
Yeah.
I'm not from here, so and a fall supper, as I call it. And this will be a cotton candy machine there for the kids, and we'll have some toy bags there for the kids.
And I think Jason's coming. Oscar the Clown.
I think Oscar, our mascot, will be there. So we're trying to make it a fun evening. So really, please roll up and come and support Debbie. Because the more people that come, the more success it'll be.
And yet the price is $10 for adults, $5 for children.
Okay, and if someone wants to give more, you have a donation.
Oh, yes, we have a donation box here.
And is that on Millington Road?
Yes, Millington, at the Municipal Hall.
Okay.
And anybody that has any prizes to donate to us,
Need prizes.
If you could drop it here, maybe, at CJMQ. At prizes for it. We're looking desperately for prizes to hand out.
Right now we have no prizes.
Maybe something for a silent auction or something. We'd really appreciate it.
Okay, so you're looking for businesses too, maybe, if they want to donate something.
Yeah, because everything we've got, we're putting into Debbie's fund.
Right, okay. So definitely you don't have half yet. November's coming up soon.
Oh, yeah, coming fast,
We're hoping for one or two people out there that, you know, that have the means, that'll be maybe affected by the story, to maybe dig deep in their pocket and give something special.
Okay.
Very positive is going to do something. This is going to save Debbie. Debbie's life is for sure. It's going to save her life, and it will give her something better.
Okay. So you have a dance on coming up. That's in Austin, Millington Road, and the 3rd of October. Mm-hmm. And you also have a supper. What time does the supper begin?
What time is it?
4:30.
4:30.
4:30 for the supper, and the dance is after?
It's still all day. The dance is music
dance is all
day.
Yep. Okay, starting at what time?
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 7 at night.
Okay, so 1 till 7 in the afternoon. $10 and $5 for children. And also if you have something for a silent auction table, whatever.
Oh, yes, a gift.
Any kind
any
of prize or door prize would be,
you know, a lot of people with dishes.
Yeah,
anything.
You know, anything
like
that can be.
Anything.
Because we don't want to spend the money on things like that.
No, and if you want to go to Facebook, Lee Aulis, and there you'll see where to go to donate by credit card or PayPal, whatever. That's working pretty well, you said?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and also if somebody wants to send a donation to your office.
Yes, 4909 McGlory.
4909, okay. 4909, and that's great. So any type of donation at all, it doesn't have to be a large donation. Oh. Somebody can give $20,
$10. $10, $20.
Any amount everybody gives, then it certainly adds up, and that's the main thing.
If enough people donate, then it becomes very effective.
Uh-huh.
The sum adds up very quickly.
Good. So. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, just thank the public again, because without you, we wouldn't be where we are. We're trying real hard, and it's, you know, as everyone has your cause, but this is a people cause, one lady right now. There's so many out there, I'm sure, Maureen, that we don't know about,
mm-hmm.
that needs help. And please contact us, because this is what the MS branch is all about.
Right.
We don't have fancy offices. Support meetings, we will support people one-on-one, and we can, if we have enough people want them, hold a support meeting for them, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people out there, what we do is help people.
Right, so if somebody's living with MS, or you know that somebody does.
They need something, yes.
And we'll come to your house. If you need us to come to you, we will. Mm-hmm. We'll make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
We have an MS fan. I'm sure you've seen the green turtle outside.
That's right.
And we will be there
for
you.
It's like a turtle, you know, with the sign. People ask us what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a turtle is slow but sure. They get there, mm-hmm. you know. But slowly, but we
like
do it.
Van.
It's like the van.
So again, the number is 819-823-7167.
Yes.
Okay, well,
thank you,
Lee and Beverly. And definitely think about donating. Think about going to the different events. The big one coming up, Dance-a-thon, on October 3rd out in Millington Road out in Austin. The fun starts at 1, it goes all day till 7, and there's a supper in between, and it's only $10 for adults, $5 for children. You get something out of it, and even better, you give something.
Yes,
okay.
That's for a very good cause.
Thank you.
Good. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Maureen.